Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and we have Larry on the phone with us. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. It's cooled down and thunderstorm, so the weather's better.
Yeah, I wanted to, before I forget, I wanted to tell everybody, and you may already know it, that Stan and Dolly Dale got hit really bad with a cyber attack. It took out two of their computers totally, I guess, and I don't know if they can get them fixed or not. But I wanted to... If the last bit of it, she says, if you're a conservative and a Christian, there's a big X on your back. And that's the sad tale and the state of the world these days. If you're pro-Trump or you like his policies anyway, that makes the X that much bigger. And this is where we're at, folks. If you were on our show last week, you heard them deliberately censor news. They garbled it, and this is what they do. And if people think they're in a free state, I got news. You're not. You're in total lockdown. And
hey, Stuart.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, I got an email from L.A. Marzulli this evening, and he also got hit with a cyber attack. And so it's not just the Dayos. Others are getting hit also. They don't want the information we're sending out there. And by the way, I know you watched a little bit of Zuckerberg and Facebook, and
yes.
they're totally blatantly in the open against the conservatives, the Christians, the patriots, the American people.
Yeah, I mean, they're committing sedition and bordering on treason, but nothing's going to be done to these people. They're deep state, and deep state protects its own. This is all part of the beast that's rising up, the fourth beast power. It's all going to be a combination of United Nations, USA, corrupt government, et cetera, et cetera. It's all in the scriptures, folks, and we're coming up on it fairly fast. Before we get rolling, I wanted to get into something about this 9/23, which is coming up. Actually starts, if you're in Israel, it starts on Sunday and goes into Monday, 9/23. Some folks are saying, well, this might be a seven-day warning for sudden destruction. But I want to bring in some of the things that are very interesting. Jump in here anywhere you want, Larry. The number nine, of course, is both judgment and divine completion. And number 23 is death, which is, of course, sudden destruction. Now, the Lord tells us that the sudden destruction is actually a global event. All those who dwell upon the face of the whole earth, that's a global snare. It's a sudden destruction. Now, what's interesting about this? We had a two-year warning, possibly. Remember back, the wise men of Babylon, of Persia, saw the star sign in the heavens 2 years before the birth of Christ. You may remember it called the Bethlehem star. When Herod killed every baby from 2 years under after the report of the star sign. Isn't it interesting that on 9/23, exactly 2 years ago, on 9/23 in 2017, exactly 2 years ago from when we hit 9/23, which is Monday actually, we fall on the fall equinox. When we have 12 hours of night, 12 hours of daylight. Now, this is very, very interesting because of a comment made in the scriptures, and I'm going to get to that. Jesus talked about 9/11, actually 11/9, and a 9/11, and I'll show you where we get to that. Then we have the, remember, Larry, the 9/23 movies back in 2015? All the TV shows, all the kiddie cartoons concerning the date 9/23.
Oh, yeah.
They all came, remember? They all came out in 2015. Well, this is very, very interesting because this was all pointing to Israel and the rapture of the bride. And remember, they were talking about how the Hoover Dam might be blown up or this and that. And they, some of those even tied it to the vanishing of the saints, et cetera, et cetera. And that was, now this is interesting, because of the fig tree parable. A lot of people probably don't remember this one. I didn't. A friend of mine who's really astute in these sort of things figured it out, and we verified it today. The fig tree parable, remember, 3 years, and there was no fruit on the fig tree. And so the owner of the vineyard said, cut it down now. But the keeper of the vineyard says, let's dung it, and we'll let it go another year. And if there is no fruit, we'll cut it down. So here is actually where it comes. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Now this is a reference, the fig tree is a reference to Israel. Has there been any fruit in Israel? And the answer is no. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answered and said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after thou shalt cut it down. Now relate this back to the 9/23 stuff that was going on in 2015. And I'm convinced that the elite actually thought at that time something was coming. And they spent billions of dollars on movies and TV shows and kiddie cartoons and all this stuff. Broadcasting this 9/23 date. Now, granted, they didn't necessarily give a year. So here we are, though, 4 years later. Now, what's also interesting is we had a blood red supermoon in 2015, in September of 2015. It was the last moon of the tetrad, if you remember the moon, lunar tetrads we had. We are now 4 years later. So, is this the year that Israel will be cut down at the time of Jacob's trouble? Now, John 11:9, or 9:11, refers directly to the fall equinox. 12 hours. It also refers to the resurrection. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days, a day for a year. Israel and fig tree, no fruit. And Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. A very interesting phraseology here. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Remember the phraseology in Thessalonians, the children of the day, children of the light, versus the children of darkness, children of the night. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may wake him out of his sleep. then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he should do well. Albeit Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he spoke of taking of rest and sleep. And then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. So here you have 12 hours in a day, 12 hours in a night. The only time that happens is in the spring and fall equinox. Okay? Very, very interesting reading here of what we're being told. So it relates to a resurrection, and it relates to directly an equinox. Why would he phrase it that way? Are there not 12 hours in a day? That only happens twice in a year. Isaiah says to Israel, summer is over, harvest is in. We are not saved. So the question then becomes, how do they know they're not saved? Something of a dire nature must have happened for them and the world to know that they were not saved. And notice the timing. Summer is over. When is summer over? 9:23, fall equinox. And exactly 7 days later, this relates back to Noah, and the seven-day warning is Rosh Hashanah, which is a feast of the Lord for Israel. Okay, Jeremiah 8:19-23. Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? The harvest is past. Summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment has taken hold of me. This is bad news then for Israel. So this is kind of interesting. Noah and the seven-day warning. It is possible that the sudden destruction, which I believe personally, because it's a global event, the only thing I can find that's a global event and sudden without any warning is actually the taking of the church. Would that be a seven-day warning then for Israel? Well, we don't know for sure at all. Israel will have their first sacrificial offerings and intro to the Sanhedrin and Noahide laws this year on September 27th, exactly 4 years after the last blood supermoon on September 27th, 2015. Isaiah 24:16-18. From the uttermost part of the earth have we heard songs, even glory to the righteous. But I said, my leanness, woe unto me. The treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yea, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. For it shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of fear shall fall into the pit. And he that cometh out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are opened, and the foundations of the earth do shake. Luke 21:34-36. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, so that day come upon you unawares, for as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Add a comment here, no one is worthy. Only Christ is worthy. So one to be counted worthy would have to be in Christ, in truth, to be worthy. The only way that can happen is if you're born again. Anyway, so that you're covered by the robes of Christ, who is the worthy one. So this is very, very interesting. So the question is, the midnight cry could be the rapture on September 23rd, 2019, or maybe it's a day of destruction. Larry, who was it that had that vision of a 10.0 earthquake by the end of summer, which is the 23rd? Do you remember?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the individual, but I know the one you're talking about, and they actually made a movie called 10.5 Apocalypse, remember, that came out about the same time as the movies you're talking about.
Yeah, this is wild stuff. So anyway, it could be a seven-day warning for the Feast of Trumpets, which is actually for the Jews. And so anyway, it's very, very interesting in light of what is now happening in the Middle East. So having said all that, Iran promises all-out war if they are attacked. What's the latest on that, Larry?
Well, before we get to that,
yes.
I wanted to make two points here because of what you said and what you read, and you were talking about something that would affect Israel itself. One of the points I wanted to make was the fact that One American News Network and especially Wynette News and Times of Israel are reporting that Benny Gantz has declared victory in Israeli election, and Netanyahu's basically silent. You know, we still don't know how that has come out, but watching the insiders, and I do remember, you said that you had felt impressed at one time that Netanyahu would be prime minister until basically the end, attached to Israel. And so if Netanyahu has been defeated by chance, and we don't know that, I'd like your opinion on where you think this is going, because Benny Gantz declaring victory and Netanyahu, the only thing Netanyahu did then, he didn't dispute it. He basically said, let's make a deal and share in a new government. And Gantz said, no, no way. So now President Rivlin of Israel has given Gantz permission to form his new government. So is this an ominous sign, maybe, where Israel is headed? What do you think?
Well, it can go either way, because there's kind of dual reports as to what's really happening over there, that they're going to go ahead and they're going to try and form a coalition government. But if he can't do it, and who knows what kind of power Netanyahu has behind the scenes, or God could intervene if Netanyahu is, in fact, going to lead Israel through the tribulation. That was the impression I got. And, of course, when he went away, everybody poo-pooed it and said, well, see, Netanyahu's gone. And everybody said that was the end of him. Well, it wasn't the end of him, and it may not be the end of him either now. And here's the problem for Israel. They are basically, and I read this either in Jeremiah or Isaiah, and I should have written it down, but I didn't, that at the time of the end, and the attacks would come at a time when Israel did not have a leader. In other words, their government was in chaos. And I can't remember if that was a prophecy or where I read that. Can you help me on that one at all?
I want to say Jeremiah, but I could be wrong. But I do know, and I think I posted this or forwarded maybe to you, the rabbis are secretly studying the situation with the problem, and also they're saying that they are believing from scriptures that they're reading in the Torah that Netanyahu is going to be given some type of divine intervention that will thrust him into the prime ministership one more time, and that's just their claim. We don't know that. But then again, if you want to make a comment, go ahead. I wanted to read a Barry Rothman Torah code, which might tie into this.
Yes, I looked at that, and we will get into that. Yeah, that divine intervention to keep Netanyahu in would then confirm what I felt. I can't say the Lord told me that. I can only say that when I saw him about, I don't know, 25, 20 some odd years ago. He was on TV, and he was the prime minister, I believe, at the time, or was going to be. And I listened to him, and I just felt the Spirit told me that this man, Netanyahu, was going to be the one who would lead Israel into tribulation. Now, we're coming up on this 9/23, and we remember we have the Sanhedrin, and they're having the 70-nation gathering. It starts on the 25th, and on the 27th, on that 4 years from that blood moon, they're having their first sacrificial worship service. They're going back under Leviticus and the sacrificial system. Think about this one, folks. If they're going back on that, that means the age of grace and the age of the church is over. Is it? Could it be possible that it's over in the next few days? We're watching momentous events taking place in Israel. Nobody's really paying any attention to this. But the Sanhedrin and the Noahide laws and the 70 nations that are going to be there and the institution of sacrificial worship is momentous prophetically, along with the building of the temple and Trump asking, is it time for Messiah now? Are we to build the temple now? Remember, Larry, he went and asked the rabbis about that. And all this go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, I do remember that, and that's been recently. And the Torah code for Barry Rothman almost links or dovetails right into that.
Let's get into that right now. We can come back to this a little bit later. Go ahead with it.
Okay, because I'd like your comment. Barry Rothman on September the 18th ran a really interesting Torah code, and he basically titled it Another Gulf War Over Saudi Oil? And so he found a large matrix involving that wording, and he did it right after the a reported Iranian attack on the Saudi oil facilities. And matter of fact, that attack had literally stopped about a half of Saudi Arabia's world oil output. Now, they say they're back up to snuff, and then, you know, we've got a lot of things coming off of that. But let me read this to you, because this seems to dovetail into the timing we're talking about. You're talking about Israel making spiritual decisions, if you will, bringing back sacrifice, having 70 nations involved in that, and all of this. And now here's the matrix, and then I'll give you a quote that Barry laid out. Number one, Saudi oil. Number two, Gulf. Number three, war. Number four, I see him, but not now. Number five, Iran. Number six, Messiah. Number seven, Israel. Number eight, Iranian Haman. Number nine, Ishmael. Number 10, USA. Now, here's what's interesting, because all of this seems to fit where we are right this very moment in time. And Barry says, the Torah hints at the Messiah after another Gulf War resulting from Iran's attack on Saudi oil. So basically, Barry's saying that, you know, we've had two Gulf Wars already. This would be Gulf War number three, and it would be huge. I mean, absolutely huge. And I've got headlines to give you later on in the program about preparations that Israel and Saudi Arabia are doing, and maybe Trump too. But what do you think about that Torah code? That is really, really interesting, and especially the timing that you just described for the first half hour.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, it's all starting to come together. All of it is now rapidly coming together. Folks, we've got to be awful close. We've had delay after delay after delay, but remember what Habakkuk says, though the vision tarry, it shall come, and it shall not tarry. And we have the delay that the Lord spoke about in the parable of the virgins, that Messiah tarried. I guess he stopped off at a McDonald's on his way to Earth, and they got into a party or something, and he tarried. So this is kind of interesting, because all of this stuff is now starting to come totally together. And I notice on his code, there's an upside-down cross on here. I doubt if Barry would understand the significance of that, but I sure do.
Wow.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't. I missed that one. Thanks for finding that.
Yeah, that's an upside-down cross. And the Sanhedrin and the Noahide laws. Folks, there are no such things as Noahide laws. They don't exist. It's all made up. It's all a scam. It's all for world domination. It is a nefarious, evil system that they have to set up. Remember that although the Lord loves Israel, he's also using Israel. If you go into Jeremiah, he says, I'm going to use Israel to basically destroy world civilization. In other words, Israel is a thorn in the side of planet Earth and the nations of planet Earth. We are headed for a war, a big war. Now, Trump, Larry, you just said he's put on more sanctions, and folks, remember Japan and World War II, where we put sanctions on Japan to the point where Japan decided, what do we got to lose? Let's go to war. And it sounds like from these sanctions that Trump has just announced will force Iran into Daniel 8 and 11. What do you think?
Well, it's very interesting. Matter of fact, what you're just talking about was breaking news on Fox Business this evening on two or three shows, including Lou Dobbs. And they were discussing the new sanction. And this, I know people haven't been looking, but there were allegations from some of the experts that Trump had somehow set this up to where possibly Saudi Arabia and Israel go militarily after the Iranian terror groups.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, Trump in the background locks down Tehran, or the Iranian banking structure in a death grip. And one of the experts said, hey, this is a big deal. He said, why isn't mainstream media talking this? He said, this is a really big deal. He said, this is going to make Iran have to make decisions to actually come out and fight, because Trump, actually, he and his secretary, that Mnuchin, I believe is his name,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Had a short conference, press conference, and declared that they have now sanctioned the Iranian Central Bank. That is the bank that really is the heart of Iran and its financial system. And they were saying this Iran cannot hold, and it'll come down shortly. So this is a big deal. And I'm using their words. This is a very big deal.
Yeah, and it's, you know, what's strange about it is we're having the Sanhedrin and all this meeting at virtually the same time, which should alert everybody listening. Look, folks, we have to be right at the verge of this thing. And I know people argue over when the rapture of the church is, or whether there's even a rapture. It's pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, whatever. The Lord knows. And he does make some comments that he's going to return at a time everybody thinks not. Now, he was addressing that predominantly to Israel at the time, which would lead me to believe it's not going to be on a feast day. It's rather going to be in and around maybe some feast days, but not on one. And I was listening. Are you familiar with Moshe over there in Israel at all?
Yes. Uh-huh.
He said today that that their dating is way off, and this weekend is Feast of Tabernacles.
Huh.
That's what he said today. He said their dating is totally off, and that we are, this weekend is Feast of Tabernacles. Now, that's kind of interesting. If it's true, I'm not saying it is, Feast of Tabernacles is God with us. That's a return. Phase one of the return is the taking of the church out. It doesn't matter where you want to place it, but it is God with us. Remember what Thessalonians says, that we have to be translated, taken out. We will meet the Lord in the air. It's not a return to the ground. That doesn't occur until years later. The world has to go under the 7 years of tribulation. And it's very, very interesting that if we, you know, who knows what the, I think, rather than timelines, I'm beginning to come to the conclusion, it's events. When Jesus said watch, he's telling you to watch for signs, not that you can't use timelines to zero in, but the events themselves appear to be the thing that triggers all of this. Looks to me like, Larry, we're heading into some events with all this dovetailing together. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And let me give you a couple of headlines, really interesting, because mainstream media is not carrying any of it. You had today Trump announcing the new sanction that literally locks down the financial system of Iran. I mean, puts it in a chokehold, which it can't even breathe through, is some of the wording that some of them were talking about today. Now, here's headlines from Debka File. Says Israeli and Saudi Air Force are in collaboration in preps for an attack on Iran's Abu Kamal complex. Israeli and Saudi preps are going on for attacks on Al-Quds brigades, bases, command centers, missile and ammo stores, plus Iraqi Shiite militias and Hezbollah forces. So basically, Stuart, what this is saying is that the Saudis and the Israeli, now when you say Saudis, you know, Salman has formed this Arab coalition. It's a coalition force. And what this says to me is that they're preparing to strike Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon. That's really big. Now, at the same time, on the antipodal or the opposite end of the scale, Debka File is reporting Iranian General Soleimani is in Baghdad conferring with the Shiite proxy militias on prep strikes against U.S. forces in Iraq and also major attacks on Israel. So this thing is ramping up even as we do this show.
Yeah, and the timing is about perfect. I'm not saying, folks, that 923 is going to bring anything, but I'm very, very suspicious. Because of the signs in the heavens, because of the star sign, because of 2015 and all the hoopla back then of the elite. And this was all of the elite about a 923 date. And exactly 4 years later, here we are. And it's very, very fascinating that it's just a tremendous bunch of signs, I guess one could say. Anyway, getting back to this, Iran promises all-out war. If we're going to hit in any way, shape, or manner, they know they have to go to war. Now, if Trump locked them down, he did it on purpose to provoke them to war. In other words, deep state needs a, how do I word this? They need an excuse to take Iran out, which they've wanted to do for a long time. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. And not only that, Stuart, what's interesting, a lot of other information, if true, Hal Turner reporting intel that indicates that Trump has released 40 ships for unknown purposes. In other words, 40 naval vessels for some unknown use, and this is days old. And at the same time, they're now reporting that we have forces moving to Saudi Arabia. we have more forces, it appears, to be moving to a portion of land on in Iraq. And today, Stuart, there was indications that we are also moving a ship of Marines south. That means somewhere in South America, or you know, that
yeah.
region, Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Yeah, but all of this is coming together at the same time. And Stuart, nothing we're talking about is on mainstream media hardly at all.
Yeah, they don't want any of that news out. That's kind of when I was blocked because they were moving military gear here and there and everywhere. I don't know how Searcherfall found it out, but she did. And obviously, it was telling the truth because they couldn't stand to allow that news to get out. I can understand part of that. If you're running military gear here and there and everywhere, you don't want people, particularly the enemy, to know what you're doing. So that makes perfect sense. And Trump did say, I'm not going to tell people what I'm going to do. But the mere activation of 40 warships, and folks, do not forget Iran's tie to North Korea and China. And John Bolton made a very interesting remark. Probably don't have time to get to it, but he said if Trump thinks he's going to win over these people, he's deadly wrong. And I agree with Bolton. They're playing this whole thing. Kim cannot be trusted. He's shooting off these missiles. I think they're probably still working on nuclear stuff. Don't forget the two satellites. Don't forget an EMP attack, which would cripple the United States. So I would advise everybody, because of the timing of all this, you might want to make sure you got your water and food ready and on hand. This thing can go down very fast. Remember what the Lord did say. He says it's coming at a time when you think not, number one, and number two, it comes instantaneously out of the blue. Sudden. Everything changes. And I've felt that 2019 is a high rapture year simply because of the timing. The 70 years of Israel is now over. We're in the 71st year. After 70 years, I will come and visit. Well, here we are. This is getting really, really fascinating. Anyway, what other news have you got? Here's one headline. Putin to Saudi Arabia. Our air defenses can protect you like they do Turkey and Iran. What do you make of that, Larry?
Well, we do know that Putin is playing pretty much both sides to some degree. And
yes.
And what's interesting, too, is and I listened to General Jack Keane and two or three other generals the last few days, and they were reporting that China is in a warlike mode such as we have never seen. And they are saying that, you know, who knows what deep state thinks, okay? Deep state may think they can take on China, but they are saying that China now has a very frightening ability to go to war.
Yes.
Worldwide, and we're not ready.
Oh, we're not ready at all. We would be destroyed. Well, the Bible says we're going to be destroyed. I remember the bots, Cliff High's bots, and the Israeli mistake, which was maybe 3-4 years ago, that he picked up the language that Israel was going to do something really stupid, and it was called the Israeli mistake. And at the time, I think you and I reported on that. We thought, well, maybe they're going to do something warlike. They're going to attack somebody that they shouldn't have done it. Now, if you compare that remark with Isaiah chapter 17, and as Larry and I have said for some time, we don't really know what the sequence is. Is it Isaiah 17, Daniel 8, Ezekiel 38, 39? Isaiah 17, then Daniel 8, or how does this all go down? Well, I got a feeling we're going to find out in the very near future which way this is going to go. Iran's not stupid. They need their war for their 12th Mahdi. And what's interesting about that is that some of those Iranian clerics suggested that Obama was the 12th Mahdi. And so on and on it goes. We don't know. We'll have to just wait and see how this plays out. But my guess is, Larry, we're headed for war very, very soon. What do you think? I mean, the timing appears to be now almost.
Well, it really does. And what is interesting is the fact also, you're familiar with Lieutenant General retired Jerry Boykin. And,
yes, go with that.
Matter of fact, I stumble up on his books. They're older books. He's got one called Kiloton Threat, which is a really incredible book. He's got some embedded stuff dropped in there. And I posted that book on my blog today, but I've got another one I'm going to post, a new one that's out. And you mentioned 2015, and this book came out 2014, Under the Radar. I never even knew it existed, but I found it.
Wow.
And purchased it, and he's got a lot of stuff embedded in here. He's got embedded in here names and dates and places and basically a coalition. And this is really interesting because, he connects somewhat where we're going in America and the timing mm-hmm. that we seem to be in. This book is like it's written for today. It was written in 2014. It came out, I guess, 2015, about the same time the movies you talked about. But this is a mm-hmm. massive threat, a worldwide threat by Iran. And in this book, he lays out a scenario, and he goes all the way from when Obama was involved and the great purge Obama did of the patriots and the Christians and the people that really loved America out of the militaries. And
yep.
And we know that happened. And also he went into the details of how that the Muslim Brotherhood was used by the New World Order, the Deep State, to embed in every single intelligence agency in the United States, with the exception mm-hmm. of military intelligence. And ironically, he actually talks about a new president that comes in that cannot trust the intelligence agencies of the United States and has to lean on the military intelligence to survive for a while. Isn't that ironic? Written in 2014, you know? And he also goes into, I won't tell people what's in it, but he also has a scenario in it that kicks off basically a World War III scenario that is an Iranian attack on the Saudi oil fields. What's the odds of that? Stuart, what's the odds of that?
Yeah, he's getting inside information on what the agenda is, folks.
And one of the
always,
things also, because of the time frame we're in, I'd like your opinion on this, because it's just interesting. He says, now I can't say this is true, okay? I can't prove any of this, and it don't say Q in the book, okay? But in
mm-hmm.
this book called The Coalition, a novel, Jerry Boykin puts information that a lot of those that are purged by Obama knows where this is going. They know the plans of the New World Order. They know the plans of the Deep State. They know the plans of the Congress and the judges, and they know where it's going in America, and they know it's going to go bad, really, really bad. And so what they have done, if true, and they have what they call it the coalition in the book, but I'm wondering if it's Q, because suddenly Q has gone completely offline, gone pretty much silent. Really, the social media and the deep state basically took them down, is some of the data in the background that I'm hearing. So I'm
mm-hmm.
wondering if somehow that Q is more than just what we thought it was. But anyway, enough of that, but I just want to mention this. He said that because he said the patriots and the Christians and those that really know where this is going know that there's only going to be one last stand, and he don't say we're going to be victorious, but he says, he actually says that the people that love this nation are going to make their last stand as the darkness comes down upon it, and that he actually puts it like that. You remember the movie 300, the 300 Spartans?
Yes.
That big battle?
Yes.
Where they,
yep.
you know, all that 300 was slaughtered, And all they did really was actually cause a delay in time. So what do you think? Is this pretty weird, or is there something to all this?
I think he knows what the agenda is, and they're playing out the agenda. Psalm 2, folks. Just remember Psalm 2. This is all Psalm 2. This is all the Matrix. All this stuff is in the Matrix. Your whole job, when Jesus came into here, he actually came into the Matrix. He came into behind enemy lines. He warned us. He said, you're in a prison house. Number two, you're a lost soul. Humanity's fallen. Number three, I have the key to get you out. Just do what I tell you. Very simple, but nobody pays much attention to it, unfortunately. And he warned about the false preachers, teachers, and evangelists. Jesus warned about them. He said they're wolves in sheep's clothing. Sheep are always a reference to Christians. They're wolves, but they act like sheep. They talk like sheep. But they aren't sheep. Peter said they bring in a false look-alike gospel. The book of Revelation, Jesus said the vast majority of Christians knoweth not that they're being duped, that they're in delusion. And on and on and on it goes. And meanwhile, of course, deep state is operating their little system to take over the Matrix. Unfortunately for them, they don't realize that the Matrix is closing. It's amazing, really, what we're watching. The Psalm 2 war. Larry and I have been warning people about the Psalm 2 war, I don't know for how many years, and it's like Psalm 2 doesn't even exist. It's like it's been redacted out of the scriptures. It's the foundation for all latter-day prophecy. That's why I tell people, memorize Psalm 2, the kings and the rich men of the earth, the rulers, take counsel together against the Lord, against his anointed. That's what the New World Order is all about, a new world order, a new world political system, a new world religious system, a new world political system, a new world economic system. It's all of this world. Like John said, they speak of the world, and the world hears them. And that's where we're at. That's exactly where we're at right now. And here's what John Bolton said, calls Donald Trump's efforts with Iran and North Korea doomed to failure, as he uploads on his old boss behind closed doors days after being ousted. And I believe Bolton's probably right. I hate to say that, but I just believe that Kimmy of North Korea is, you know, remember all those prophecies, Larry, of North Korea launching a couple nukes our way? And nobody knew there was a prophecy. Nobody knew who did it. Took them a couple days to figure out North Korea did it. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, and John Bolton is probably right. All of these scenarios are doomed to failure, but, you know, my take on this thing is a little bit that Cyrus Trump, if you will, Donald Trump,
yep,
he's basically, he stuck his foot in the New World Order door, and they haven't been able to close it fully. His foot is in the
either
way. Yeah, and so what I think, Stuart, and you know, I'd like your opinion, I'm not too sure that Donald Trump or President Trump doesn't know that they're doomed to failure. I think he's on up till now, almost 3 years play for time. He has delayed a lot of stuff by what he's done. What do you think?
Well, yeah, and he's, you know, it really doesn't matter because the hand of the Lord is upon Donald Trump, I believe, for Israel. I think we've got the clue with the moving of the embassy, with his all the things he's done for Israel, and his latest move of the temple, astoundingly important stuff. Prophetically, it seems to be going right over the heads of most Christians. They're just twiddling their thumbs and going along. And then we have the UFO and the arrival stuff. Now, wasn't it kind of interesting that the Navy finally comes out and says, well, yeah, it's real, and we don't know what they are? What did you think of that?
Well, I think that's really interesting, Stuart. I think that it was done on purpose. I talked to,
yes.
You know, I was with L.A. Marzulli a day or so
yes,
ago and got
that.
To visit with him a while. And he was indicating, because he was at this recent True Legends conference in Branson, Missouri. There was
mm-hmm.
a lot of people there that had a lot of data. And basically, L.A. said that the data seemed to reveal that what was happening was soft disclosure. In other words, it wasn't that they didn't allow it. They did allow it, but now they're saying they didn't, that it was didn't, wasn't supposed to have got out. But what it is soft disclosure. Now, I'd like your opinion on this, Stuart, and comment. I know we're getting lower on time, but listen, one of the things that and matter of fact, remember that Marzulli's computers were hit. You know, he was
yes.
a cyber attack. One of the things at that conference was, and I sent you a copy of it, Dave Hodges was there, and he wrote an article from the conference called Bluebeam Project, Alien Contact. And listen,
yes.
Stuart, I read some of that, and it's basically said that the data released on the Bluebeam Project in its present state is so compelling that they could literally, in other words, the New World Order, basically, the powers that be behind the scenes, the unseen hand, could basically put on a World War III scenario or a regional war anywhere they want to, even involving nukes, including an alien arrival, and you would not really know whether what you were seeing was real or not.
Yeah, I think this is one of the reasons why Jesus said that the last days were filled with liars and deceivers and delusions. They do have the technology now. That's what Bluebeam was about. Actually, if you go on YouTube, you can watch an airliner flying along, looks just as real as could be. And then it stops in midair. And then it backs up. And then it vanishes. That's Bluebeam. I believe they probably use Bluebeam technology on 9/11. They've been experimenting with this stuff. And, of course, if you're not familiar with Bluebeam, it really concerns itself with the a fake arrival. And personally, I think... Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, you know, if people don't know about it, and probably nobody remembers Serge Monast from Canada, but Serge Monast really was the first whistleblower or crier of where this Bluebeam project was going, and he said, we're in trouble. He said, this is really bad, and Stuart, then he was dead.
Yep, they killed him, like they do for people. I'm not exactly sure why Deep State is so worried about this, and you know, Jesus is not in a popularity contest. He came down here. I don't know how they think that the Creator can't rescue whom he wants to rescue. And all their stuff that they're doing is basically, I think, worthless. They're wasting their time. Everybody that's supposed to be saved is going to be saved. And the Creator is behind that. And they can't do anything to stop it. So what their New World Order really is Satan liquidating of the human race. He hates humanity. He's going to kill it. This planet was his. Go back into the Garden of Eden. Who was there in the garden? Well, where did he come from? From prayer. When the Lord said, go forth and replenish the earth, it means it was had something in it before Adam and Eve were created. The wording is very, very suspicious. But anyway, Satan is furious that the Lord gave planet Earth to humanity. And through deception and delusion, Satan won Adam and Eve over. And that's the story of the fall. It's an amazing story. I don't know why people can't figure that one out, but evidently they can't. So whatever. Yeah, we're in trouble, and Bluebeam is all part of a fake arrival. And I personally am wondering if, because the Lord says the rich people of the earth, the Illuminati, deep state, whatever you want to call them, set a trap for humanity. And then the trap is sprung upon them. So it makes me wonder if an arrival is about to occur, but a fake arrival that they've set up with their anti-gravity stuff, their holographic projections, their sound projections and all that, that they can do right in the atmosphere, is not accompanied by a real arrival. What do you think? I mean, there's something in here that's not exactly clear yet.
Well, Stuart, you know, what's so interesting and what I thought of when you were saying that, you and I both know the greatest proponent I guess you could say the one that warns the most on planet Earth about the coming arrival and the imminency of that is Stan Deo. And guess
yes.
who just got took out to the great degree? They couldn't even send an email, Stuart, for half a month. I mean, they were taken down, and they're still down, and I don't know when they'll be back up. But it is interesting, Stuart, that the one person that has heralded and actually researched in Daniel
yes.
can't get his data out right now, and the timing of this is really incredible.
Yep, and this is a strong delusion, folks, and Thessalonians. The strong delusion, the foundation of it all, is evolution. And this all went back way back in Genesis. If you go back into the Book of Enoch, which is kind of an interesting sideshow, but they talk about the shapeshifters that came down out of the heavens. They landed on Mount Hermon. And they were actually shapeshifters. They took on, it says, many different forms, proving that evolution, because they were on different planets and their environment was different, and so they looked different, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It was all a lie. It's all a scam. strong delusion. And they're coming. They're going to be here very, very soon, I believe. I think this is all tied together with the Sanhedrin. It's all tied together with Noahide laws. It's all tied together with World War III, which we seem to be on the cusp of. And this is going to get fascinating. Anything else, Larry, before we close out?
Well, I was just going to mention, I've mentioned Ali Marzulli, and he was here a day or so ago, and Darnett and I and we went with L.A. and his wife, and we went to the Hevner Runestone site, and mm-hmm. he was really intrigued with the strata, the structure, and the setting of that ancient site. Mm-hmm. He actually did some interviews, and he filmed, and there may be a documentary soon on that. I'm not sure. That's in his hands, but really telling timing on all this.
Well, yeah, and you've had some very mysterious events down there that have really are paranormal, metaphysical, I guess one could say, and it doesn't seem to end. You were telling me something about his equipment didn't work when he got close to where you guys were looking. And, you know, this kind of stuff, people just don't – you know the reason they don't understand or believe any of this? They're not a threat to Satan himself. You challenge Satan in any way, shape, or manner, you're going to run into trouble. That's just the way it is. You get used to it after a while. Any final word?
Oh, I would just tell people, you know, this time frame you've laid out, 9/23 through 9/27, leading us into October, people just need to stay aware of the circumstances and what's surrounding them.
Yeah, I wouldn't be going too far from home, and I would definitely have water ready to go, because we don't know what this thing is going to do. If anything, it just looks very, very suspicious timeline-wise. Could be 2020, could be 2021, we don't know. But we do know that the vision will not tarry, it will come. And so I guess that's the only way we can leave it. Be ready at all times and keep your eyes open. There's all kinds of things going on behind the scenes, and the surveillance state is increasing rapidly. I don't have time to get into that, but it's horrendous what they're doing behind the scenes with surveillance. Anyway, thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. Take care. Heads up. Your redemption, in fact, does draw nigh. And take care. Good night.